Turning to the North Korean crisis now, President Bush today again sent a strong message to North Korea that its actions in apparently testing a nuclear weapon are unacceptable. He also renewed and defended his commitment to dealing with North Korea only through multinational diplomacy. The president's comments came in a news conference in the Rose Garden this morning, where he also discussed the violence in Iraq and the political fallout from the congressional page scandal. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
This news conference, announced abruptly this morning, comes days after the North Korean weapons test, at a time of escalating violence in Iraq, when GOP leaders in Congress are trying to stem damage from the Foley scandal, and as the president sees his own approval numbers taking a downturn. Mr. Bush, trying to regain control over the national dialogue, began with a statement about North Korea, saying the U.S. is committed to diplomacy, but that all options remain on the table.
Our goals remain clear. Peace and security in Northeast Asia and a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. We will take the necessary actions to achieve these goals. We will work with the United Nations. We will support our allies in the region. And together we will ensure that North Korea understands the consequences if it continues down its current path.
The president also rejected the notion that the test represents a failure of diplomacy. If anyone deserves the blame, he said, it's North Korea. He pointed out that Pyongyang has been trying to develop such weapons for many years, predating his administration, and he insisted that U.S. involvement in the so-called six-party talks with Russia, China, Japan, and South Korea will be more effective than the U.S. talking to North Korea one-on-one.
I can remember the time when it was said that the Bush administration goes it alone too often in the world, which I always thought was a bogus claim to begin with. And now all of a sudden people are saying, you know, the Bush administration ought to be going alone with North Korea. But it didn't work in the past, is my point. The strategy did not work.
He is referring to bilateral talks the Clinton administration held with North Korea. He did not note the growth in North Korea's program that has happened since then. On Iraq, the president acknowledged the bloody violence of this month, even by Baghdad standards.
Like, I fully understand the American people are seeing unspeakable violence on their TV screens.
But he also had an explanation that the U.S. is taking the fight to the enemy and that stepped-up engagement with Iraqi militias has meant more casualties. The president also rejected the findings of a new study out today that the number of civilian dead in Iraq since the war began in March of 2003 is 655,000.
Now, I don't consider it a credible report. Neither does General Casey, and neither do Iraqi officials.
He was asked about statements from leading Republicans in recent weeks suggesting that a change in strategy may be needed.
We're constantly changing tactics to achieve a strategic goal. Our strategic goal is a country which can defend itself, sustain itself, and govern itself.
Near the end of the event, the president was asked about the scandal involving former Congressman Mark Foley and congressional pages. Mr. Bush again voiced his support for embattled Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert.
Denny's very credible as far as I'm concerned. And he's done a fine job as Speaker. And when he stands up and says, I want to know the truth. And I believe yesterday he said that if somebody on his staff, you know, didn't tell him the truth, they're gone. I respect that and appreciate that and believe him.
Asked what he thinks of polls that show the Republicans struggling in the midterm elections, the president replied that his party would hold both the U.S. House and Senate. He said voters would decide on the issues of national security and the economy, adding that Republicans have the right message on each. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.